In this eye-opening video, we explore the dark side of excessive kindness and how it can harm you in unexpected ways. Discover 8 surprising ways that excessive generosity can negatively affect your life and how to apply 4 stoic strategies to prevent people from taking advantage of you. Learn to maintain a balance between helping others and preserving your own well-being. Watch now to strengthen your authenticity and protect your vital energy. Remember to like this video if you found it helpful and subscribe for more inspiring personal growth content. I wish I understood this 50 years ago. After being betrayed by my family with the help of a former chief of police and the Kerry Police Department made every other day in the last 22,761 days in my life meaningless. I am not a lawyer but I am highly educated. So what does it say about the justice system in North Carolina if I sent emails and paper copies of my outrageous complaint against the Kerry Police Department to more than 50 attorneys, and 12 elected officials, and now the Wake County Attorney General's office and I have not received one acknowledge that there have been serious crimes committed against me with the exception of Representative Julie Von Hafen and a from the office of Attorney General Josh Stein. With some advice and knowledge provided in a letter that crimes were committed against me by the Kerry Police. Representative Julie Von Hafen wrote in a letter, "Please accept my deepest sympathies for your suffering with some advice. I do not know how many fathers can say this, but I never hit or threatened either one of my children in their lives and my grandchildren have never seen me angry. I want to see the complaint and the legal documents that led me to be held in involuntary confinement at Holly Hill Psychiatric Hospital for 14 days with no access to a phone while my wife, who never traded a stock in her life or would know how to log onto an email account, was able to sell off all our investments and close our joint trading account while I was confined. One of our long-term investments was 26,500 shares of Advanced Micro Devices. After I retired in 2004, I started to follow AMD, a semiconductor company based in Santa Clara, California, and did a lot of analysis between the stock prices of AMD and Intel. The acquisitions that AMD made in the 3 years that I followed this business had a share value of around $50 per share without the value of AMD, in my opinion. I still have the analytical files I created from this time period. In 2007, a few weeks after an Arabian oil-rich country took a large position in AMD for $15 per share, I made the largest investment in my life and purchased 26,500 shares of AMD stock at an average of $10.52 per share. My wife sold our shares of AMD at $5.38 per share. The current stock price for AMD the last time I looked at was $120 per share. Why would I include this information if I did not have stock trading documents to prove it in the only source of justice I have available to me in Prejudice, North Carolina? People who get paid with public money are not the only ones who contribute to the prosperity of a town. During these 17 years while living and working as a member of the management team of the business, I relocated to Kerry from New York and added over 250 high-paying jobs to the state of NC. Most of the jobs were filled by people living in this area and some were recruited from all over the world. During the years I held the position as general manager of the Kerry facility, we recruited 2 professors who had PhDs in material science from Moscow University and relocated them and their families to Kerry from Russia. This business expanded the original facility 3 times during the time of my employment in Kerry. I feel it is important to mention this because, for the 17 years that I have worked in Kerry, besides paying a great deal of state taxes, I would also like to believe my efforts helped the growth and prosperity of the town of Kerry. My W-2 income in 2004, the last full year I worked, was $334,867.82. Now I am living on Social Security and preparing to sell my house because I cannot afford to live in it longer and I drive a 2002 car. After the Kerry Police Department had their southern way with me, the North Carolina Department of Revenue and the IRS took over. If I died prior to the NTR accepting my $1 offer in compromise, the state would have collected $72,141.12 for prior state income tax that I did not own in the first place. How do I go about getting a refund of the $32,219 NTR confiscated from me that I did not own in the first place? Who could I call? I already explained my experience with the call center. If I email Ngder, they will call the Kerry military police. I have a video recording of the two large soldiers that Ngder sent, while I pretended not to be home. I learned from my prior mistakes. Read about it in the first tweet on the sidebar on my website http://the-eligthened-whistleblower.com. The Enlightened Whistleblower Common Sense News. At the INLE 72119052. CSN Media only shares posts that provide free access to the stories. There will be an internal investigation. If something like this was to happen in Kerry, NC, no information would be provided to the coach because the statutes did not permit the release of information about the department's actions, all he would get is a thank you letter. CSN Media offers a free alternative to paid cable TV with hours of breaking news and other events both worldwide and locally, plus educational videos and health tips. Journalist author Kerry NC Antiquitib at gmail.com. http://the-eligthened-whistleblower.com joined March 2022. Click the link below to listen. Chapter 1, Betrayed, the worst and cruelest thing that has ever happened to me, I was collateral damage of drug abuse. Soon to be released in a novel titled A Yankees Oedipus Rex Retirement Tragedy in Kerry NC.